On today's Techno Babble, troubleshooting techniques, asking what changed.
This is Techno Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Techno Babble. This is the show where every week I help you with church video and graphic design. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your questions, so just do that below the video. So, we're in the midst of a series on troubleshooting, and we've already talked about simpling it down, short leashing, just basically doing some of the basics to figure out what a problem is. Well, another great technique is to ask what changed. Now, keep in mind that each of these techniques may not give you the answer by itself, but it could be that in combination, you'll find out what the answer is. So, for example, I'm in the middle of doing some programming. You can see some of the code right back here. And when I added a new feature, actually it was a pop-up box, when I added that pop-up box, all of a sudden another feature quit working. So the question is, what changed? Well, I added in this new feature, but I like the new feature. So there's something that the new feature is doing that it's interacting with the old feature and causing a problem. So we can say, well, clearly, I can get rid of the old feature or the new feature. Yeah, but I want both. So, probably a better question in this circumstance is to ask, okay, how is the new feature affecting the old feature? How is adding the pop-up box preventing the auto-scrolling from working? And that gets you to the core problem. So I haven't figured this out quite yet. I've been working on it. That's one of the joys of programming. You change something and then it breaks all kinds of stuff and you have to figure out why. But I know that those two are somehow related. I also know that what changed in the result is while the auto-scrolling doesn't work the way that I want it to, I've also figured out that instead of scrolling down, it will scroll up. Curiouser and curiouser. So that also tells me that something is wrong in the interaction, that there's a variable that's being given a negative value, or it's being used twice. Who knows? Doesn't matter. The result is that I know that the problem is within the interaction of the change. So when you're troubleshooting on your website, when you're troubleshooting at church, when you're trying to figure out why your video system isn't working any longer, a great question to ask is what changed? Now, sometimes something will have changed and you'll assume that it's the cause of the problem when in fact it's not at all. In this case, the change is a red herring. It leads you on a wild goose chase. But that's okay. Just know that just because something changed doesn't mean that it's the cause. So let's talk about that real quick. My bachelor's degree is philosophy. I hope that doesn't lower your opinion of me. And in philosophy, there's something called the study of logic. Now, a lot of people think that logic is common sense. It's not. It's the study of argument. So, in logic, we have a saying, which is, correlation isn't causation. So, just because two things happened at the same time does not mean that one caused the other. It could be they just happened at the same time. So, asking what changed, you should always keep in mind that just because something changed doesn't mean necessarily that the change caused the problem. A couple years ago, I was doing something online and someone was having a problem with something that he did, and he thought that his interactions with me had caused the problem. No one else had had that problem. It was a problem with something else, but because it happened with his interactions with something I was doing online, he assumed that it was at the same time. Not the case. So keep in mind that correlation is not causation. Ask what changed, and I think that will help you troubleshoot whatever problem you're having. If you like this content, I bet you'd like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, sign up for your free Church Tech gift there, and a free subscription to my email newsletter where I'll give you more tips and tricks and tell you what's going on here at trinitydigitalmedia.com. Head over to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, to pick up some Church Tech goodies at great prices, things I've made with you in mind. And until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.